Hi there, it's Kieran back again with Brutally Delicious, and today I'll be talking about the new album, Immortal Binding, from Death Doom Titans, My Dying Bride. Doom metal is a subgenre that has its gnarled roots embedded in England, spawning by way of Yorkshire through the legendary Black Sabbath. While they're widely accepted as the architects of heavy metal as we know it, under a more refined microscope, they would pave the way for the brooding and sinister Doom movement to come. Sabbath's influence would go on to birth bands like Candlemass and Witchfinder General in the 80s, who would carry on the genre's flickering flame into the 1990s, when a new crop of bands would emerge from the smoke. England would prove to be a breeding ground for some of the biggest names in doom metal, from the fuzzed-out, crunchy and heavy doom of bands like Electric Wizard and Cathedral, to bands that would challenge the genre's confines even further. The Peaceville 3, record label mates Paradise Lost, My Dying Bride and Anathema would be pivotal in establishing the Death Doom sound. Death Doom is a genre that is often represented by a death metal leaning with doomy dynamics and attributes. Think bands like Disembowelment and Asphyx. But My Dying Bride are a band who have always retained the sense of drama and melancholy of traditional doom, with a death metal edge that gives their sophisticated sound more bite. Over a series of seminal albums, the band would cement their place on the pantheon of doom metal with a unique gothic romanticism. While fellow genre forebearers Paradise Lost and Anathema have strayed from their death doom roots over the course of their career, My Dying Bride has refined a formula that they drew the blueprint for, and now, 14 studio albums deep, they're showing no signs of faltering. 14 albums strong into their career, and My Dying Bride has danced across a spectrum of light and shade throughout their discography. This is largely an album that plays with dark textures and moods, but never loses sight of melody. Immortal Binding is a well-balanced album, and the track order keeps listeners captivated with a tactful mix of heavy attacks and a more soulful, delicate side. The singles chosen for the album, Thornwick Hymn and The Second of Three Bells, are both an excellent representation of what you're in for. Both tracks are distinct and powerful and complete with two gorgeous accompanying videos. The rollout set the scene very well for the album to come. Now, My Dying Bride are no stranger to implementing instrumentation into their sound atypical to the metal world, and they do so masterfully. The Second of Three Bells showcases trumpet, which is used very tastefully, and the brassy texture sounds both forlorn and amplifies the sense of theatrical drama. Violin is used to great effect throughout the album. The mournful tone blends seamlessly into the band's melancholy sound. The dark and delicate sound of the violin fits the romantic, longing mood, and it's a standout feature that graces the ears throughout the whole album. Plunging straight into the opening track, Her Dominion, there's a sense of power and triumph to the riffs that have a distinct European flavour. The first track interchanges between a steady, chugging riff and a more slinking 3-4 counterpart that has a dark, infectious groove, accented by an atmospheric keyboard accompaniment. Her Dominion is an instant punch to the face, as the track features only growled vocals, which sets a savage stage immediately. Despite not boasting the most extensive range, Andrew Stainthorpe's vocals are emotive as ever, and both his sombre crooning and harsh growls perfectly narrate the album. I've always enjoyed Stainthorpe's delivery, in that his singing is theatrical without ascending into the operatic histrionics that some vocalists in a similar genre vein fall victim to. His love for romantic poetry and biblical imagery shine through once again on this album, as My Dying Bride have made a name for themselves as one of the richest imagery weavers in metal music. A Thornwick Hymn is an ode to the band's Yorkshire roots and the ill-fated town whose perilous waters are shrouded in mystery. Moments of jewel-layered vocals atop the silky baritone are particularly stirring in this track, and the band's storytelling is strong and compelling as ever. They can always craft a sense of great scope with every tale they depict. Lyptist is an 11-minute epic that opens with a haunting violin line and launches into savage growls and a riff that is tinged with dissonant harmonics. The band's songwriting is at its most progressive on this track, as the duration alone allows ample time for sonic exploration. There is a section which shifts from 4-4 to 3-4 as the riff transitions, which effectively evokes a slowed, creeping feeling while maintaining the same tempo. This feels like a neat nod to the similar motif used in the album opener, and it's just as effective here, while organ keys are introduced into the mix as the song swells and builds. The Apocalyptist is a dynamic riff fest, as each motif is as strong and memorable as the last. A final return to the 3/4 time signature sees a guitar melody that resembles the very first introduced on the album, as the track comes to a cathartic close. As the lyric, "I cannot hold on forever, I can't even lend you these wings," reverberates, I reflected that if any metal band would deliver such poetry through a gritty, snarled vocal, it would be My Dying Bride. A Starving Heart is my personal favourite track on the album, as it wafts through the ears like a ghostly procession. The song opens with a poignant interplay of dual guitars, and the ensuing riff is glacial and grand. Choir keyboard sounds accompany the heaviness in a very potent contrast, and the instrumentation is awash with the maudlin gothic atmosphere the band does so well. There's a lingering heaviness to the sluggish pace and lamenting delivery that exemplifies everything that makes doom metal endearing. In my opinion, the album is at its strongest at the back end, but that purely comes down to personal preference. The mood is even more solemn and focused, and the riff work present in the last three tracks sees the band at their very best. This is a testament to the quality of the album across the board, of course, as the opening tracks are just as compelling and enjoyable as any of the band's essential material. Metal music is an extremely dynamic landscape, and many bands who start their career trajectory on a certain course can veer completely off their original path, whether for better or worse. My Dying Bride have stayed the course throughout their journey and continue to prove why a winning formula need not be tampered with too heavily. This is an album that's refined and thoughtful, and My Dying Bride are a band brimming with the same passion and vision that they've carried for 33 years. Mortal Binding is an album that will be without doubt a hit with fans of the band and new listeners, modern metal enthusiasts, and more traditional diehards alike.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles. The Wrath of the Buzzard. PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.